Let's get this party started.
I mean, I can feel the vibrations in here. Lip shit. Drove to
Chicago. No.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago?
I could be there in a day. Welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 589. And on today's show, you're talking to Ricky and...
Coco Montrese.
Money Coco Montrese.
Money Coco Montrese.
Oh, first, breaking news. Our lady, our god, our musical goddess.
Okay.
Maybe in Las Vegas this fall when we go to Pride 48.
Well, that's, possibly. Because the article ended up saying that she may be finding residency in the Decembers of this year. I know, Dream Crusher.
Yeah, but we can go there next year.
Come rescue me.
But we could go the following year then.
Right.
Because then the tickets...
Oh, like you wanted to go to New York? Fucker.
I didn't say I wanted to go to New York.
That's my point.
No, I'm more willing to go. If we're going to be in Las Vegas already, we might as well go see her.
But she's probably not going to be there when we go. That's what I'm saying.
But a year? She's going to be there for more than a year.
No. I know. But I'm saying, like, she's probably not going to start till December. So we'd have to wait another year.
Yeah, totally. Totes.
Oh.
We can just get the tickets.
Okay, money bags.
Right.
So welcome to our second show for this week.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 589. We are recording from the northwest.
Stop it!
Northwest Chicago. Of the suburbs.
Overmodulation.
No one on this street digs out their cars. Like, where? How come?
Not on the park side. On this side, they do. On the park side, they don't because it's a park.
And also, did no scraping trucks come through here?
No, they never do. We're like the last. I mean, we're damn near close to the airport. We're like the last. We're like the stepchildren of the city.
Oh. Well, you're pretty much on the last street.
I'm like the stepchild of life.
No, you are like almost close to the last street outside of the city, right?
No.
Like the main block?
No.
Because it's Austin and then what?
It's Austin. Then it is Oak Park. Then it's Harlem. And then it's Cumberland. I think Cumberland is where it ends.
Oh.
Part of it, because then you have the airport part.
And then you have that weird street name, Narragansett, or whatever it is.
Narragansett?
Yeah, that one. Hard to say. Can never say it.
It's Narragansett.
Narragansett.
Sounded like you. Nancy, get a Xanax.
Yeah, perfect. That's what I'm going to start calling it. Nancy, get a Xanax.
So I was driving down Nancy, get a Xanax.
Oh, speaking of that. Oh, my God, you guys. Last night, I went out. I know I talked about it on the last show, but I thought what I had was four drinks, but then Roger pointed out, no, that's like eight drinks that you had. And I'm like, oh, I guess you're right. So, and then I went home and I was going to like take my Ambien, but I was like, oh, I've been drinking and I don't want to sleep super late. So let me just take a different medication. And I took it and then I didn't get up until 10 o'clock this morning. I had a really bad headache.
Lazy bitch.
But my dogs let me sleep because they're so sweet.
Okay.
So, the second show, do you find that the second show is always hardest to record?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think any of our shows are hard to record.
Oh, you're lying.
No.
Because there's some days we're like, what the hell are we going to talk about?
That's the beauty of it.
Not stop.
Everyone says, do you guys follow, like everyone that I talk to and I tell them about the podcast, they're always like, do you guys follow a script? And I was like, no, it's very unscripted. And they're like, oh my God, so do you guys have like topics we talk about? We talk about life. Life happens to us.
Right.
I'm going to stand
because my hips are hurting. Oh, we switched. I decided to sit down, and Roger's hips don't lie, so he had to stand up.
They do not lie. oh, my God. So, No, I don't find it hard to record any of these shows. I could do this blind. I mean, I could do this, like, with my eyes closed, I meant to say. Could you, no offense, Jay.
I don't know if Jay, I don't know if Jay, the blind guy, listens to us. I'm not, no, he does, because I remember when I first met him, he's like, oh, I'd recognize that voice in Room Anywhere. And then I almost started crying because I thought it was amazing he was there.
But then he was pointing at someone else because he couldn't see who he was pointing to.
Oh, yeah, he hugged someone else.
Right? He was like, oh my God, it's so nice to meet you, a fat monkey. And you're like, I'm right here, dude.
Right. I wasn't even in the room.
Right. No, I don't find it hard to
record. So Pride 48 this year, you guys remember it's August 27th through the 30th, I believe is the date. It's a week earlier than normal. Just start planning your time.
I almost suggested to the person who is doing the Pride 48. Can we go to a different fucking hotel?
Oh, no. Because they've always hosted us.
I think you...
You can go to a different hotel if you want. I think
you, me, and MMM, we need to stay at a different hotel.
I'm staying in the same hotel because I need to be close to where the room is. I don't want to walk 500 miles to get to it.
Okay, but you don't have to. We could stay at the hotel that's literally right across from...
MGM?
No, what's the sister? The Excalibur and the Luxor? Is that...
The Luxor? Connected? We stayed at the Luxor the first year or the first 2 years.
Yeah, those rooms are nicer.
But it's still smoky.
Look, there was a fucking cockroach in the toilet seat.
Was not a cockroach in the toilet seat.
There was, too.
Not in our room.
Yes, there was. You didn't see it.
Okay, first of all, it was probably a roach made of paper. If you know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, moving along.
Cucaracha.
There was
not a cockroach in our room.
There was a fucking cockroach. How are you going to sit there and tell me it wasn't? I saw it with my own fucking eyes. Why did you say anything to us? Because you and Mr. fucking Symphony that was coming out through your nose and mouth. Why do I look like I'm hearing fucking Hitler?
And why are we talking about history? It's about the future.
But I'm telling you right now that we need future. Get a different hotel room.
You can stay at a different hotel room. Okay, and then Melinda and I can share a room.
Okay.
Because I like sharing a room with Melinda. It's fun. And she also likes to eat pizza when she's really sleepy and gets all over the bed and then accuses someone else of doing it.
Right. Oh my God. She ate the shit out of that.
So you guys just start looking around, playing around. I've tried to find a flight on Southwest, but they don't go that far in advance yet. They're only in the first week of August. So... what else are we going to talk about? Can we stop texting?
I'm looking at Trello. Stop telling me what to do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Let's talk about your lady.
Correct your little... Madonna compares herself to... She did not... It was not her that did that. Those were fans that did that for her. And she even made... And she even... So, in case you guys don't know, apparently... Fans had been creating Madonna's new album, Rebel Heart, is going to be released in the next 2 months. And she's been releasing a bunch of photos that have the leather straps that she has on her face for the cover of her new album on other figures. And not only fans, but they were doing like Marilyn Monroe, Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr. And they were doing these little like taglines like, oh, this is a Rebel Heart, blah, 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 blah. So apparently... People were saying had a bitch fit on Twitter because they were saying that Madonna was trying to be.
She tweeted them from her account.
Yes, but they were created by fans. They weren't created by her.
But she didn't have to tweet them if she didn't believe them.
Okay, what does it matter? First of all, what does it matter that she tweeted pictures that fans made for her? Like, that's what I don't get. People are being pissed off at the wrong fucking thing. So what if she wasn't being? She wasn't. I don't. To me, that doesn't seem like she was trying to.
I'm not saying she did. I'm just reporting. I'm just
accurate.
I'm just saying she tweeted it.
She retweeted. Let's be clear. She retweeted pictures that fans of hers made, and then she got in trouble for it. Supposedly, I don't know who she got in trouble from, but she got in trouble for it. Which I don't think it's.
She got in the troubles.
Who cares? That's what I don't. That's what. Those people had...
I mean, some of their... No, she did not retweet these. She tweeted them because I see it. But they kind of make sense. I think... Like, I don't know what her cause is for being a rebel heart. Like, I don't... But saying that, like, Martin Luther King, this rebel heart had a dream. So what's her rebel heart? Like, what is she fighting for? Because that's what she's trying to come across. That's what she's coming across. No, like Nelson Mandela, this hashtag rebel heart fought for freedom. So she is saying she's fighting for something or she's doing something for a cause. What is it? I think that would have been different if she would have explained it.
No, but that was the whole point. The whole point of the album is that that's why she came up with the name of the album, is because she's been fighting. It's this contradiction. It's this this play on. You're considered a rebel for fighting against the you know, in their cases, like, for example, Nelson Mandela, or even in the case of Martin Luther King, like, he was fighting against racism. So that was him being rebellious to the norm.
But what is she being rebellious for?
Just her own stuff that she's been going through in her life with the media, with people talking shit about her. That's what she's not comparing herself to the figure. She's just comparing to the fight of love, of wanting to do better for whatever, whether it's for herself, whether for her love for her fans or whatever. Like, I don't think she was necessarily comparing herself to these figures. That would be very narcissistic of her.
Well, she did put the cords around the face or whatever. The fans, whoever did it, mm-hmm. put the same cords around other people's faces. I can't necessarily say that Madonna is the same or as important as Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King. I can't. Like, I could see maybe she compared herself to Bob Marley or whoever, because he's another singer or, you know, another artist. But Madonna and Martin Luther King, definitely Martin Luther King is more of an important person than Madonna will ever be in history.
I don't know about that. I mean,
do you read about Madonna in history books? No.
When it comes to music, yes, sure.
If you're taking music history. But if you're doing just normal human rights, no, you're not going
to
see her.
Well, that's not necessarily true either, because she's done a lot for human rights in regards to, like, gay activism and all that stuff. I see where you're going with that, and I agree with you. In terms of if you're going to compare just on the whim of this is a historical figure versus this is Madonna, yes, okay, fine. I will agree with you that they don't necessarily, she doesn't have the same sort of stand historically as someone like Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. Like, because that person, but I don't discredit that she's not in our history, if that makes sense.
Oh no, I don't. That would be stupid.
You know, because she has done a lot of good for people all over the world, not just here. Granted, she's not done the same thing that Martin Luther King has done, but
and stop speaking in a British accent, please. Stop it. I mean, Rebel Heart, stop speaking an English accent. You were born in Detroit.
I wanted to release my Rebel Heart.
Please, stop.
I just don't... I don't... People don't like Madonna. That's the point. People don't like Madonna. Don't like Madonna, and they will bitch and moan about everything that she fucking does, because, God forbid, they leave that woman alone.
But she's kind of... She is kind of narcissistic.
What fucking pop star isn't narcissistic? Even fucking pop stars, Butterfly. Yes,
Martin Luther King was not narcissistic. That's Nelson Mandela was not narcissistic.
Okay, but you have to remember that those people came from very different. So that's the thing that people don't know. Like, for example, Nelson Mandela was not necessarily the Nelson Mandela that we know now. He was not like that. There have been reports. And the stories that he was not a very nice person at the very beginning, that he mm-hmm. had a lot of anger in his heart, and that sometimes it was nasty. But it wasn't until over time that he became the figure that we know now.
Well, Madonna's same doing reverse.
Same thing with Martin Luther King Jr. What the fuck did Marilyn Monroe do when she was a motherfucking in history? Well, she didn't do anything. She was compared in the same line of people.
No.
Yes, she was. That's who they pulled in that entire, like, oh, you're comparing yourself to Marilyn Monroe. Oh, you're comparing yourself to Nelson Mandela.
I didn't see the Marilyn Monroe one.
Yeah, she was.
What was she fighting for? I mean, what did it say that she was a rebel heart for?
I don't know.
Sleeping with the president. I mean, come on.
Oh my God, that's a national treasure. Marilyn Monroe is a national treasure.
I don't think she's a national treasure because that's something that's, I don't know. The comparison is different. I think they fall in the same line. I think they fall in the same category because they have to do with art. And her whole thing was she died at a young age. It's not necessarily saying why she passed away.
I think the whole thing with Rebel Heart is that you're breaking rules from the norm.
But what is she breaking? Cause. But what is it? She hasn't explained it. I mean, if she did this like 20 years ago or in the 80s when she was actually like breaking norms, okay.
She did. Oh, I get what you're saying.
But now she's not doing that. She's almost not relevant anymore.
I do not agree with any statements that have been signed by Ricky Burton.
I know there's some listeners that might send a bomb to my house, but good luck finding it because I already live in a bomb area. So it's nothing I'm not used to. Remember, my street looks like I live on the in Bosnia Herzegovina.
Racist.
It's not racist. That's what their streets look like.
Oh my God. That is...
Anyway, what do the listeners think? I'm really interested in what.
Oh, listeners think. Maybe we can have a listener call on the show and we can have them record live with
us. But I don't want to hear, because you're super Madonna fan. I don't want to hear that part, because I understand people are super Madonna fans and they're going to protect her no matter what. But as a normal person, like, yeah, you listen to Madonna. Yeah, you know who Nelson Mandela is. You know their general stories.
She is a narcissistic person and she deals with that.
And she's a bitchy. She's bitchy, right? I mean, you've said that.
Yes, I have, and I do agree that she's probably a cunt in real life, unless you know her. No, I'm not lying. The same thing with Mariah Carey. I think she's a cunt in real life, and unless you know her, unless you break down that wall and know the person and who she is on an everyday to day basis, I don't think she's like that. But I think when you first meet her, she comes off as a cunt, and I don't, and that's that. I love Mariah Carey, and I love Madonna. Both of those people, I'm huge fans. It's disheartening when I hear stories about them.
What do you
think
about Janet? Do you think she's a cunt when people first meet her?
No.
No, not that.
No, goddess. I mean, I've had people who have met her before. I know tons and tons of people who have met her, and she's always been very gracious and always been very nice. So no, I don't. When I hear stories about she's being a diva or whatever, I don't believe that.
What about J Lo?
Well, I think she's a huge fucking bitch. Did you not see their documentary Dance Again? That was a really good documentary. And she was, for the most part, I think she was a pleasant person to deal with. But there were a couple points where she did get real bitchy. And I was like, whoa. I could see why them rumors about you being a diva. But it's fine.
What about Taylor Swift?
I hate her. She can die.
Oh my God.
I don't hate her. Let me take that back. I do not like her a lot.
Do you know what? Last night when we were at the bar and we were having drinks, I was like, and her song came on. I was like, oh my God, you guys, I have to tell you something. And it's a super secret. You can't tell anybody. I'm like, oh my God, what is it, Ricky? One of them was like, oh, are you and Tony breaking up? Or, you know, just something like that. And I was like, no, I really like this album. And then my friend Adam came over and goes, I do too. I try not to, but I love it. It's so good.
You are this close away from being defriended from me.
Just defriend me on Facebook, not in real life. I won't be offended.
That was the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Anyway, I just think that people just need to leave Madonna alone. We all know she's narcissistic. We all know she's a cunt. Just let her say what she wants to say. Let her do what she needs to do and just get over it. I mean, that's the same thing. Okay. Good thing that you brought that up, because now I'm now that I
soapbox, here it goes.
Oh my god, I'm on that soapbox.
Get it, girl. Get your soapbox on.
How about that fucking Play-Doh thing? Who in their right fucking mind? Why?
Explain it first.
Your mind
Explain
is it. In the gutter.
Explain it first.
So they release a new toy for Play-Doh, and it has this thing, and it's like a bake set. And they have this little thing that can interject, like a, what's that called? Kind of like a piping tube.
It kind of looks like...
Like a cake decorator.
Yeah, or it kind of looks like a big syringe.
Yes. Tell me why. Who is the motherfucker that had their mind in the gutter that immediately opened up that box and said, oh my God, that looks like a penis? It's fucking Play-Doh. You are a disgusting
unless
fuck.
Unless you put the white Play-Doh in it.
White Play-Doh is so gross.
It is. It never stays white.
I want all my Play-Doh colored.
It never stays white. It's always dirty.
I want my Play-Doh colored.
But it just, put the brown.
That's weird.
The brown Play-Doh that's in weird. There.
But when I started reading that, I'm like, you know, you fucking sick fucks. Why is it that your mind automatically goes there? It's a fucking
and kids
toy.
Wouldn't even know.
No, they wouldn't know unless you told them. Oh my god, that looks like a penis. Give that to me. Like, they're not gonna think that.
And then the mom starts sucking on it.
Oh my god! And then they start shooting jizz down there. Yeah, like put the jizz in it and go. Yeah. It's just. I thought that was really stupid. I thought that was like the dumbest thing I've heard in a lifetime. You know, it's like 100 million March motherfucking moms that want to like.
Want to speak to the manager.
Right. They have that Kate plus 8 hairdo and they just want to speak to that goddamn manager.
Angela.
Right. Anyways, moving along.
Who handles bitches and missed the Packers game.
Right. Because she was handling bitches all day. Oh my God.
You want to hear something stupid? Probably even more stupid than this.
More stupider?
Phyllis, I don't know how to say her name. Phyllis
Diller
Schaffelfly.
Oh,
states that campus sex assault is on the rise because too many women go to college.
I'm sorry. This is a woman that's saying this, correct?
Yes. Conservative
is she white,
icon
black, Hispanic.
Phyllis,
what is she?
She's white.
Oh God.
Conservative icon Phyllis Schaffelfly. I guess that's how you say her name. Is worried that college campuses are populated by too many women, a phenomenon she's insinuated has contributed to increased sexual assault on campuses. Long ago, when I went to college, well, bitch, you're old, so it was like 1920. Women weren't even allowed to go to college back then, I don't think. Long ago, when I went to college, campuses were about 70% male, and until 1970, it was still nearly 60%. Today, however, the male percentage has fallen to the low 40s on most campuses. Never one to shirk victim blaming, Schaffelfly proceeded to link the problem of campus sexual assault to the increased enrollment of women in post-secondary institutions.
I'm sorry, my dog is barking in the background.
They may not be able to hear it. Boys are more likely than girls to look at the cost-benefit trade-off of going to college. The imbalance of far more women than men at colleges has been a factor in the various sex scandals that have made news in the last couple years. With so many women around, what do you expect a college man to do? Seek consent? Question mark. So what's the solution, she says? One solution might to be imposed the duty on admission officers to arbitrarily admit only half women and half men into schools. Another solution might be to stop granting college loans.
To just women? Or in general?
I haven't finished the rest of it, so okay. Maybe she might explain. Thereby forcing students to take jobs to pay for their tuition and eliminate time for parties, perhaps even wiping out time for fraternities and sororities. I went through college while working a full-time manual labor job, and I don't regret a minute of it. It was a great learning experience. While minimum wage jobs once sufficed to pay one's way through college, skyrocketing tuition has created a harsher reality for college students. Absent financial aid and family assistance, the typical college student would now need to work 48 hours a week at minimum wage job in order to pay for her courses. And that's before accounting for any of the ever-increasing cost of room and board. Speechless. I mean...
This is someone who's flagging that car, who's showing that card of white privilege.
Right. Retired now, probably.
Because you're a fucking idiot, and this is the reason why women have not advanced any further, because of your stupid ass.
Right.
What is she stupid? Hello, do you not remember Beyonce's "Who Ruled the World"? Girls.
Who ruled the world?
Squirrels. I mean, it irks me when I hear minorities, women, anybody of color, anyone of color, and half of the fucking southern states come out and be like, I want a Republican in office because they're going to do everything for me. Really? The fucking two teeth that you have in your fucking mouth are barely hanging by a thread.
That sounds like a white person. Could you do Latino, please?
No. I just don't get it. Why? I'm speechless right now. This is the reason why we need to retire all those fucktards in office. We need to change the laws to have people get have people come in and out more frequently. Turn over that shit frequently, because we have people like her that continue to spew this stupid bullshit to people who are ignorant and can't read and, you know, make a thought without being told to by some fucking idiot who just wants to keep people down.
Right. Okay, so I just want to do some math here. What's the federal wage right now? Like $825?
Here in Illinois, it's $10.25, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. In Illinois.
Okay.
Or it's
so
10.
Let's just say 10.25.
Okay.
Times 48 hours. This is not with overtime. Let's just say it's straight time.
Right.
$492 a week. Really? That's going to pay for fucking college?
Right.
And you're going to be able to... where the fuck are you going to live in Chicago? The homeless shelter? Good luck.
Right.
Because there's too many.
Have fun with that. Yeah. And even
that's just stupid.
And even like, on Craigslist, they put out like YMCA rooms that you could like rent, and those are still expensive. Those are damn near like you're fucking renting an apartment on your own,
right?
So don't say like it's stupid, and I hate when people who do that I'm like gay Republicans. Don't understand them. Don't like them. I don't understand that. Why are you not just a Democratic person and just say I'm fiscally Republican, but I'm Democratic.
I still don't even like the fiscally Republican thing, because I'm like, you're
being they've fucking, caused us in problems, but
I'm like, you're being fucking stingy is what you're being. You make $83 million a year. There's no reason you can't live off $1 million a year and have to pay taxes for the rest of it. The $73 million, right? Or whatever.
That's just insane. It'd be 82
Don't
million,
get me started, because I'm so mad right now.
So mad.
Oh my God, my straight voice came out. I'm so mad.
So mad.
I am so mad that my straight voice comes out.
I think I'm going to have to record that and put it on Instagram. Insty!
Instagram, hate you.
I think that's like the one time that my mom told me that she voted Republican. And this was like,
it was the last time she voted Republican.
No, she's voted Democrat for most of her
voting career.
Yes. But in this particular year that she voted Republican, it was kind of like you had no choice because the Democratic party.
Who was it? Do you remember?
I think it was Al Gore, but I don't know if it was Al Gore or if it was the one before Al Gore. Kerry? It was either Al Gore or Kerry.
No, Kerry.
Because it was Kerry and Bush, and then Al Gore and Bush. Because that was when he won both terms. So it was one of the, I think it was Kerry, which I kind of, you know, just to be honest, like, I think most people voted for Bush, even though they were Democratic, because Kerry was
which Bush?
George W. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for him.
I
actually, that I was voted when I was Democrat almost,
and I was like, ugh.
That was almost when I was arrested from the Secret Service during that one.
Oh, okay. But I was like, what? I was like, you're, first of all, you've got like 2-3 minorities going on with you. I was like, you're Latina, you're a woman, and you are an immigrant. Like, why would you ever vote Republican?
Right.
And I don't, that's whatever. But anyways, it's beside the point. I just don't get women who are like that. Why would you want to keep another woman down? Like, I don't get it.
Will you vote for Hillary Clinton?
Of course not. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, I would totally vote for her.
I would vote
for... I wish Michelle Obama and... Hillary Clinton would run. I don't know. That would be her. Like the best.
I would vote for her and Elizabeth Warren. And if those two were together.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This world would change so good.
That would be the most amazing ticket ever. Ever.
Elizabeth Warren's, I mean, she's down. She's serious. She's
a bitch, and I love her. But she's right. And that's what I like about her.
But she's not running for president. She said there's no.
But they did say that there's a possibility that Hillary Clinton would tap her in for vice president. I don't know. I think Elizabeth Warren, there's something to be said about anyone really, but women in particular, because I feel like a lot of men have this sort of packed down, and since that's kind of what's always been in the news in terms of politics, like you don't see a lot of strong political women, like strong hands. So
she's emotional,
like, but I love the fact that she's so articulate and so good with her words, and she articulates what she's feeling and what she wants us to understand, but she also does it with so much knowledge about the law and about, like, you know, the government and all that stuff. And and the same thing with even with Hillary Clinton, because even when she was being questioned with about Benghazi, like, I mean, she literally let that hammer down on that motherfucker who was trying to get her to say that, you know, that we were wrong or whatever. And she was like, bam, shut it down.
What about when she was interviewed about Benghazi and Bendigate?
Oh, my God. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. Stupid. Dumb, dumb, and dumb. Anyways, we gotta go because gotta go. I gotta go. We gotta go.
No, well, we've got another few things to talk about. We need to talk Double Dick Dude our experience at
Advanced Auto.
AutoZone yesterday. Yeah. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Okay, have you seen the picture of Double Dick Dude?
I've seen all those pictures, and I'm like,
oh, jealous. So you saw the prolapse?
No, not that one. I saw the double dick part.
It's pretty enormous. Like,
why
it's pretty big.
Does he have two huge dicks?
Right.
It makes me so mad.
Couldn't he have just like 1.5 huge dicks?
Right. I mean, come on. Why you gotta be selfish?
Well, God was like, I'm gonna grant you with and he's gay. That's even better.
Bisexual.
Well, he's got a prolapsed asshole. He's a fag.
I did not know his ass was prolapsed.
You didn't see it?
No, I don't want to.
No. You don't need to look it up.
No.
Because it's amazing. I mean, he, and if you find the picture that I'm thinking about, it's going to say under that he could take up to 4 fists. That's a lot. If you could take that, if you could take 1, let alone 4, wow. Your asshole is enormous.
I kind of feel that
he has no constipation problems.
There is no problem.
And if he doesn't, he can just have it digged out.
Ew.
excavated out.
isn't that a problem? Like a medical problem if your butt does that, right?
I think so. It's like, I mean, like, it could definitely cause a lot of medical issues for sure.
Dr. Pecker and Dr. Mike Lives, could you tell us about prolapsed assholes and tell us, like, how long does it stay out prolapsed? Like, does it ever go back in?
Essentially, the muscle, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm paraphrasing. I'm not a doctor. I think the muscle, since it's a muscle, it literally is just loose. So if you push, it comes out. It's like a hemorrhoid.
I just can't.
Can you imagine it? It's like licking a wound.
Could you imagine like sitting right here on these chairs with like hanging out your butt?
Your prolapse is going to touch first.
Doesn't that sting?
Talk about the Ring of Fire.
Don't want to go live in there.
Wait. Do you think it hurts him when he goes poop if he eats a lot of spicy food?
I don't want to know.
I'd be very interested.
Can we talk more about his double dick?
I'd be interested because that's not even fascinating to me anymore. I'm so interested in wanting to know, like, how does it feel when he poops? Does he feel anything? Oh my god, what if he farts? Like, does he shart? Because you realize that if you shart, it's because there's pressure from one end and there's pressure from the other, right? So it's like, okay.
I want to know what he looks like in Doinger shorts.
Oh god, like so how weird
is it going to be? Like those tongues that are split?
Because it's kind of. I mean, did you, if you saw the picture?
But it's
whole split
penises. But is it like bounce like this, or do they both bounce like this, like at the same time? Or?
Oh, I think inertia happens, so it probably bounces twice. It probably bounces at the same time.
Or that maybe they clap together like those balls, like the toys that just click clack click clack click clack.
It's almost like a nutcracker. Like if you look at it, it's like one of those old time like nutcrackers that are like metal like this, and then you squeeze together. Interesting.
Double dick dude. He has a book.
And I don't care to read.
He became famous from Reddit. We need to learn how to use Reddit.
I don't like it. It's so irritating.
It's a lot of information, annoying, right?
Well, the thing about it is
there's no order.
It's a thread. It's basically that's what it is. It's a thread that you follow. So there's messages within messages within messages. And I've tried to do the Reddit for Serial, and it's so fucking confusing because you'll have a response to the initial thread, and then you could have a response to that response, and then a response to that response to that response. And then you have another comment, and then you have several responses to that comment. I'm just like, I'm fucking response comment out.
Right. How do I begin a new one?
Right. That's what I'd like to find out.
I want to start a Reddit question that says,
how do I start?
Can anyone give me a tutorial? And then my second question is, I don't know why I was thinking this, but I just want to ask a question. I'm totally going to make up a fake name when I ask it. But I want to say, I did my girlfriend last night, and when I pulled out, my dick smelled like fish. Is that normal?
Ew. Oh my god, vagina dentata? That's so gross. Have you ever seen that?
The movie? Like, I love the movie.
It's like teeth in your vagina.
But that's not a real thing.
No, I know, but it's kind of funny to think about it.
Unless your twin is down there. Like your twin.
Oh my god, speaking of twins. How about yesterday, Ricky and I, we went to Barnes & Noble. And as after we finished lunch, we're walking to Barnes & Noble's. And we get hit with two visuals that were by far amazing. So the first one we saw was a woman that was wearing what looked like to be a coat that was layered like blankets.
Right.
But it was like normal. Like it was like there was a blanket over her shoulders. There was a blanket around her torso.
I would love to have seen these two people. Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. She would have been like.
She would have had to say something.
Oh, my. Right. So that was the first one. And I looked over to Ricky and I was like, what the fuck was that? Did you notice that? I was like, what was that? And lo and behold, as we're walking to the door of Barnes & Noble, there's a woman that is kind of like the sister twin of the one that just walked by, except this one has like what looks like to be Persian rugs.
All wrapped around her.
And then she looks like she has a parasitic twin that she's hiding next to her head. That looks like she's like the modern version of Notre Dame, the Hunchback. She's kind of like, I want to say slumped over to the side, but she's kind of like chilling out to the left. And just imagine if you guys see American Horror Story, mm-hmm. and the lady, the character Bette with the two heads. Yes. So imagine if they covered one dot and just put Persian rugs over her head and she was walking slumped over to the left. But then her dress or like her bottoms were kind of like the same rug material. Right.
I don't know what it was.
And then she had flats, which was a tragicness because I hate girls who
wear
flats. And
it was snowy.
And it was cold. And I'm sure she smelled lovely, like, you know, a hint
And she went straight to the bathroom, so...
Yeah, I'm sure she smelled lovely, like, you know, she had like piss vanilla.
Farts.
Like, she was dumped in a garbage can and...
Dipped twice.
Right. Oh, that reminds me so much of, like, the red line in the morning. Fucking warm smell of piss.
So, yesterday... I was really pissed off because I had to go buy a new battery for the car that I drive. It was $135 fucking dollars. Since when did car batteries become so damn expensive? I don't understand it.
Apparently,
the price is gouged in the wintertime. So, like, if I would have bought it in the summer, it would have been like $70 or $80 bucks. Whatever.
Of course.
So the guy goes out and tests the car to make sure it's a bad battery, and he comes out with a new battery and he's putting it in, and I'm like, Roger, I think someone's like partaking in something. And he's like, what? And I'm like, you don't smell that. And it's like all of a sudden we smell like a skunk, and it's like straight up skunk weed or whatever. And we're talking about it, and we're just talking about like past experiences with the guy, you know, at the car helping us. How about the guy in the car next to us walks out, is a store employee of the AutoZone, high as hell. And he's like, I'm glad y'all are cool and not like, I wasn't like all like, oh, fucking customers.
I mean, this
high as hell.
He walked out of that and I was like, oh, we found our culprit.
Right.
And he walked out and he's like, thank God you guys are cool customers.
Right. And then the guy working on her car, he was just like...
Like, I'm really going to go call the fucking Popo. Oh, Mr. Popo, there was a guy sitting in the car and they're smoking. No, I was like... What?
We don't care, but it was just hilarious because the guy that was right next to us, he's like, it was him? Like, yeah, he was like, oh, I'm going to have to keep a watch on him later. I was like, well, keep him away from the snack machines and I hope people get the right parts today.
Stupid.
I mean, just smoked it on out into the car.
So... And when Ricky told me, I was like, man, it smells like, he was like, I'm like, either somebody's smoking or there's a fucking dead skunk somewhere around here because it smells so bad. It was not good weed.
He looked pretty damn high to me.
Well, I mean.
But he was also like 19, so he was probably smoking oregano.
I guarantee his balls were hanging low.
What does that even have to do with anything?
I don't know. Because he was 17.
And then Roger was in love with a kid that was like 21 that had overdone his eyebrows.
And then the guy was, the coworker was like, that bitch won't come outside because it's too cold. I've been out here 15 times already.
Orlando was his name.
Orlando. And I was like, oh, are you talking about Orlando? He was like, yeah. He doesn't come out here. I was like, that motherfucker, his eyebrows are so overdone.
He is not going to be coming outside.
No, I wouldn't
unless
either.
There's an ass to eat. Because you were willing to do it, an ass to eat.
Oh.
You were willing to do it. You're let me get up on that ass.
Yeah.
Well, and then you're like, cute. And then he's like, oh, could you imagine? He's been working here 2 hours. I bet it's kind of swampy.
I didn't say swampy. I said sweaty.
Same thing.
Swampy and sweaty are not the same. But he was kind of cute. Although his
coming
eyebrows
from
were
an
a
expert?
Little dark. Huh?
Coming from an expert?
Yes. Oh. Like my ass right now is sweaty.
No, I can smell it. It's swampy. All right, are we out of here?
How much time we have?
We're at 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. 2 hours again.
I know, right?
Damn.
So, all right, we're out of here. We're going to take our own selves out to lunch.
No one else wants to take us out.
We got to do a video. So that's going to be interesting. So thank you for listening. Episode 589. This is Ricky.
And this is, who did I say it was?
We said money tree, but we changed it to something else.
No, it was not money tree. It wasn't money tree?
I forget. We really need to write that down next
time. I remember it was, what did I say? Oh, Bianca Bucks.
You're a hashtag rebel heart.
I am a hashtag rebel heart. God damn it. God damn it.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Rebel Heart. Deuces.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Foul Monkeys podcast. You can give us a call at 863-666-0377.
And then you can...
Keep going. It's one take. Keep going. Oh,
okay.
I'm serious.
Facebook.com/Foul Monkeys. This is not going to be tweet one
us.
Take.
You can tweet us at Foul Monkeys. And you could also find us on YouTube by searching for Foul Monkeys.
And look out for our Instagram soon to come. Instagram.com/Foul Monkeys.
This is what you get for a free show. It's a sad. Real sad.
Okay, and that's the end.